Close meeting to order. This is a regular meeting, attached to meeting, attached to food, help pursuant.
Help pursuant of the resolution adopted at the January 5th, 2026 organization meeting of the committee, which said resolution has been mailed within a specified time to the two newspapers named in the said resolution, and a copy has been posted in the bulletin board in the municipal building and on the township website. A roll call.
Mr. O'Leary.
Mayor?
Here, okay. Mr. Nadeau.
Here.
Mr. Honan.
Here.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Here.
Mr. Klingener.
Here.
Quorum established.
Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have a motion to approve the minutes of the May 11th and June 8th regular meeting and a June 3rd work meeting as presented or with corrections.
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I have a motion to approve the minutes of the May 13th, June 5th, July 8th, August 7th, December 4th, March 5th, December 4th, 2024, March 5th, 2025, March 10th, 2025, executive session meetings as presented or with corrections.
So moved.
Have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Administration's report.
Thank you, Mayor. Right, we got through the 250th. Township was all ready to celebrate. We did light up the buildings, which was part of the county 250th anniversary celebration. And we are heading into our fireworks display, which is going to be on July 25th with the rain date of the 26th. We're ready to go on that. And other than that, I think the summer is progressing nicely. And we're finishing things up around here. You'll see as you come in, there's finishing up the things on the wall and some of the punch list items. They've been working the last couple of days to get those taken care of so we can finally wrap everything up with that.
Good. Thank you. Moving on to committee reports. Paul, you have anything for personnel and police?
Yes, I do. Two great updates, actually. Tonight, we'll hear Resolution 26-131, which is going to appoint probationary officer Christopher Campbell as a regular police officer as recommended by Chief Ketzebave. And tonight is her deputy clerk's first meeting since she's passed the municipal clerk's exam. So we'll hear about that at Resolution 26-128. So congratulations to Daria. We'll be amending her salary to reflect the new licensure as a registered municipal clerk.
Thank you. Tom DiNadio, Finance and Open Space.
Yeah, for finance, we have a couple of the bond ordinances introduced tonight, and I have nothing for open space tonight.
Thank you. Brian, Buildings and Grounds and Environmental?
Nothing on the environmental side. For Buildings and Grounds, we're going to be awarding the contract for the Doolittle's Landing Playground redevelopment this evening.
Thank you. The only thing I have for fire is tonight we're doing an ordinance for the bond for the new utility truck for the fire department. That's all I have. Tom Sanfilippo?
Nothing for shared services. Public Works, we're on the awarding the contract for the snowplow and sanding.
Thank you. Moving on to old business. Paul, Resolution 26-124, payment of the bills.
Sure. I'd like to offer Resolution 26-124, payment of the bills.
Thank you. Have a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Mr. O'Leary.
Yes.
Mr. Nadeau.
Yes.
Mr. Honan.
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Yes.
Mr. Klingener.
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Proof of publications.
We have the proof of publication of notice of adoption of Ordinance 964, amending Chapter 88, Fire Prevention, and Chapter 82, Fees of the Code of the Township of Booton, is incorporating the recommendations of DCA, which was published electronically in the legal notices section of the official township website on June 11, 2026. Moreover, we have the proof of publication of Resolution 26-120, professional service agreement with Custom HR, which was published electronically in the legal notices section of the township website on June 11, 2026.
Thank you. Moving on to new business. Brian, Resolution 26-125.
Sure, I'd like to offer Resolution 26-125, Resolution authorizing renewal of local cannabis licenses.
Can I have a second?
I'll second.
A roll call, please.
Mr. O'Leary.
All right, so I'm mute. Yes.
Mr. Nadeo.
Yes.
Mr. Honan.
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Yes.
Mr. Klinger.
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Tom Sinfilippo, can you, Resolution 26-126, please?
Yes, I'd like to offer Resolution 26-126, the resolution authorizing the issuance of bond anticipation notes.
Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Mr. O'Leary.
Yes.
Mr. Nadeo.
Yes.
Mr. Honan.
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Yes.
And Mr. Klinger.
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Paul, can you take the 26-127?
Yes, I'd like to offer Resolution 26-127, salary resolution for Daria Vandergoot, and that, as promised, our newest municipal clerk, or assistant too. So, congratulations, Daria.
It's okay.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Okay, let me just, because you missed one. All right, Mr. O'Leary.
Yes.
Mr. Nadeo.
Yes.
Mr. Honan.
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Yes.
Mr. Klinger.
Yes.
Five affirmative. Can you go do 127 now? They just did. That was 128.
All right, skip one. I'm sorry.
No, no. 120 is Miriam.
No, did it change?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On here it's changed at least. Yeah.
Okay. All right,
I may have an older
no,
agenda.
Made,
I just printed off the website. Here. It might have been updated since it was put up there.
Just
all right, Tom, can you do Resolution 26-128?
Yes, I'd like to offer Resolution 26-128, Sally Resolution, Miriam Manguel Concepcion.
There you go. Can I have a second?
A second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. O'Leary?
Yes.
Mr. Nadeo?
Yes.
Mr. Honan?
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo?
Yes.
And Mr. Klinger?
Yes. Brian, 26-129?
Sure. I'd like to offer Resolution 26-129, award of contract for snow plowing and sanding.
Have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. O'Leary.
Yes.
Mr. Nadeo.
Yes.
Mr. Honan.
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Yes.
Mr. Klinger.
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Tom Sinfilippo, can you do 26-130, please?
Yeah, I'd like to offer Resolution 26-130, special counsel. Additional authorization.
Have a second?
I'll second that.
A roll call, please.
Mr. O'Leary.
Yes.
Mr. Nadeo.
Yes.
Mr. Honan.
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Yes.
Mr. Klinger.
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Paul, can you take the next one?
Sure. I'd like to offer Resolution 26-131, appointment of Christopher Campbell as a regular police officer.
And a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Mr. O'Leary.
Yes.
Mr. Nadeo.
Yes.
Mr. Honan.
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Yes.
And Mr. Klinger.
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Tom, I'm going to take Resolution 26-132.
Sure. I'd like to offer Resolution 26-132, Morris County Co-op, Tilcon, New York, Inc., road resurfacing projects.
Have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. O'Leary.
Yes.
Mr. Denadio.
Yes.
Mr. Honan.
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Yes.
Mr. Klinger.
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Brian?
Sure. I'd like to offer Resolution 26-133, introduction of bond ordinance 965 for a fire vehicle.
Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Mr. O'Leary.
Yes.
Mr. Denadio.
Yes.
Mr. Honan.
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Yes.
And Mr. Klinger.
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Tom, can you take Resolution 26-134?
I'd like to offer Resolution 26-134, the introduction bond ordinance 966, Doolittle's Landing Playground.
Thank you. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. O'Leary.
Yes.
Mr. Denadio.
Yes.
Mr. Honan.
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Yes.
Mr. Klinger.
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Paul, can you take Resolution 26-135, please?
Sure. I'd like to offer Resolution 26-135. Chapter 159 for fireworks.
There you go. Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Mr. O'Leary.
Yes.
Mr. Denadio.
Yes.
Mr. Honan.
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Yes.
Mr. Klinger.
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Tom, can you take Resolution 26-136, please?
Certainly. I'd like to offer Resolution 26-136, authorization to execute contract with Ben Schaefer Recreation for Doolittle's Landing Playground.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Mr. O'Leary.
Yes.
Mr. Renatio.
Yes.
Mr. Honan.
Yes.
Mr. Sanfilippo.
Yes.
Mr. Klingener.
Yes.
Five affirmative.
Brian, road openings?
Yep, we have some road opening permits to New Jersey National Gas Company replace leaking gas main at Rockaway Valley and Canterbury Roads.
Have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Correspondence, please?
No correspondence.
Okay. At this time, I'm going to open the meeting to the public. Anybody wishing to be heard, please come forward, state your name and address for the record.
I am Dixon, 450 Rockaway Valley Road. I got a lot of stuff I want to, but I'm just going to keep it to one.
Thank you.
I know. I'll be back. fireworks. In the past, that was paid by the pot farm. Who's paying for it this year?
Same.
They are?
We just have to adjust the budget to make a line item to include it in our budget.
It's hard to tell from this.
It's a Chapter 159 resolution. They're all the same. It's an insertion of an item.
And I don't know what Chapter 159 is.
And how many years were on the committee?
And did I remember that?
I don't know. I'm just saying that things change. It's Chapter 159.
So that was just found out today that they're paying for it, huh?
No. We just put the resolution on today.
How much is it costing?
$30,000.
$30,000? Okay. So.
It's the same as it's.
Item of revenue of $30,000.
Yeah, item of revenue, yep.
I'm sorry?
It's an item of revenue. They're donating $30,000 to the township for the fire to help.
And then the town pays for it from the $30,000.
From their funds, yes.
$30,000 instead of using our taxpayer funds.
Correct.
That was, is it also, they usually don't clean up afterwards.
No, we clean up.
I clean up.
I clean up too. I'm out there Sunday morning.
I pick up probably 30 dog bags full of parts of all the fireworks.
I'll meet you there Sunday morning.
What's that?
I'll meet you there Sunday morning. We clean up together.
I'm thinking I'm around for this year, but maybe I won't. But it would be nice if it got cleaned up, if that was arranged beforehand, that somebody go rake it and get all that stuff, because it's a beautiful place we got. And then I can guarantee if you walk out there right now, you're going to see stuff from last year still there. But just a suggestion. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Is there anybody else from the public that would like to be heard? Okay. Just come up, state your name and address for the record.
Yeah, Terry Hazina, Two River Road. I have a lot of questions. I thought we used to do the resolutions one by one that we could come up and ask about them. I'm just asking because that would shorten my time up here, sort of. The first question is, how much time does the town have to approve their minutes?
There's a time frame?
There is no time frame.
There's no time frame to approve minutes?
You should have known that when you already filed your anonymous complaint with the AG's office that came back from the prosecutor that there was no issues.
Who should have known?
What?
Who should have known? What did you say?
You should know that.
For what? What did I do?
You make phone calls to other municipalities. You don't think I get, when you're making inquiries to other municipal clerks, you don't think I'm getting a call?
I don't know, but is there a problem with doing that, Mr. Cabana?
No, not at all. I'm not saying.
Oh, it seemed as if you were, it seemed like you were trying to, it seemed like you were trying to shame me. Thank you. All right, so another question is, what are all the changes from 2024? And 25, I mean, who can remember what happened on December 4th, 2024? What are all those changes all the years back that you keep changing the minutes?
That's adoption of executive session minutes, and there were items that were not to be disclosed. Most of the ones that are there are affordable housing issues that were discussed in closed session. We have since resolved our affordable housing issues and settled and entered into those proper agreements, so those minutes can now be released and made public.
Okay. Professional services for the resolution 26120. What was that for, to custom HR, and for how much? And it could save time if you just write this in here so I could read it and then I wouldn't have to ask.
That resolution is online.
Well, can you answer my question now, because I didn't read it online?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Excuse me?
I don't know off the top of my head what it is.
You don't know at the top? Does anybody? Does Mr. Klinger, Mr. Honan, Mr. Donatio, Mr. Sanfilippo, do they know what it was? Because they voted on it.
It's a firm.
So I know what that is, sure. So we've engaged the services of an outside HR firm to help us with internal issues relating to personnel, handbook issuance, and other HR issues that we just simply don't have the staff for or the time to dedicate to.
Okay. With the cannabis license, last time I was here, and I forget if it was being renewed again or not, but there were over 600 complaints for the odor. To date, does anybody know if those complaints have been going, decreasing or increasing, and how much they are to date?
No, I would not know.
It's my understanding that they've decreased since with the last issuance of the license, which was last July, I believe, right? So the information that I have, they have decreased.
Okay, thank you.
Speaking with police as well, there haven't been any complaints that we've received.
Okay. Resolution 26-126, issuance of a bond for what?
That's the issuance of the bond anticipation notes for the entire, all the debt of the township.
It's an issuance of a bond?
A bond anticipation note. Yes.
Is the bond for what?
It's a bond anticipation note. It's not a bond.
Okay, it's not a bond.
It's a note.
It's a note.
And that's for, we're authorizing the issuance of a pit ban for all of the town's debt.
All right, for Resolution 26-127-128, the names of the individuals were, Daria got to 127 when she was on 128, and Miriam got to 128 when she was 127. Is there a problem there with you accepting it as it was?
No.
Okay. Contract for snow plowing, who does that go to and how much?
It's right there in front of you. The resolutions are available in the folder.
Could you just answer the question, Mr. Stanis?
It's the same contract we had previously, ASPM, and they were the lowest bidder out of three qualified bids. And the prices are basically based upon equipment, so it's basically time material basis.
Okay. And the special counsel, that's for, is someone suing us? Are we suing someone? Are we in litigation?
They can't discuss that.
Because we're in active litigation, that's the reason why. So yes, there is a lawsuit and there's a counterclaim, so we can't discuss that at this point in time, because it is pending litigation.
Okay, all right. And for Mr. Campbell, is that a new police officer? And how many police officers do we have now, and were there any retirements in the township?
So Chris Campbell was a probationary police officer, and he finished his term and came as a full-time police officer.
Okay.
As a regular police officer, I'm sorry.
Okay. And then the fire vehicle for the bonding, how much are we bonding for the fire vehicle?
$130,000.
Is this a brand new vehicle?
Correct.
And are we getting rid of an old one or just adding two?
No, we're getting rid of one. We're gonna get rid of one.
Getting rid of one. Is there any way we can, does anybody want it?
It will go up for auction.
Excuse me?
It will go up for auction.
It'll go for auction.
Yes.
Okay, so we may recoup something.
Yes.
Okay, all right, that's good. I don't worry about that. How much is the township bonded for altogether at present? Because it's like, what, 10, 11, 9, 8 million for this? How much are we bonded for? What's our debt at this point? How much are we bonded for?
No, I'd have to check.
That's Norman's question.
It's a what?
You have to ask Norman on that.
I have to ask Norman?
Yes. CFO.
Our CFO.
So no one on the town council committee knows.
Just hesitant to commit to exact numbers when being peppered here by you, Terry. So we'll get back to you with that number.
Okay, that's all right. I just want to make sure we're not over-crediting our credit card. You got it.
We're in good shape.
We're in very good shape.
All right. And the only other last question I have is Ben Schaefer, Recreation. Where, just want to know where that town is, where that firm is located. That's all.
Lake Apacon.
Lake Apacon. Okay.
State contracted firm.
Okay. Thank you very much. And as always, Mr. Cabana, you've been so congenial.
It's such a pleasure. seeing you.
Okay, is there anyone else like to be heard? Please come forward. All right, this time I'm going to close the meeting to the public. What else we got? I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
And the time is?
7:25 PM.
7:25.
I'll stay here. Wait till everybody leaves.
Oh, stay, keep the Zoom meeting on for Paul.